May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Be prepared, St. Peter says, in season and out, to give a defense, a reason, an apology, an apologia in the Greek, for the hope that you have. Be prepared to give a reason for the hope that you have in season and out. When someone comes to you and says, hey, you go to church, you're a Christian, tell me about that. What's that like? Why is it that you've got something that I don't? Are you prepared to give a witness, a reason why that is so? I want to unpack that question in light of Memorial Day. And you're thinking, what does Memorial Day have to do with that question? Well, we'll find out. This weekend, we're celebrating Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day is tomorrow. And as Americans, folks who live in this country, who are citizens either by birth or by naturalization or by other means, do we have a reason for the celebration that we have tomorrow? And I think if I were to go out the door and interview you all one by one, I think most of us would be able to say, well, yes, we're remembering those who gave their lives in service of our country. And so we remember their sacrifice, we honor their duty and their responsibility to our country. But what I want to tell you this morning, as I was thinking and preparing for today, and thinking about the significance of Memorial Day, I had a little bit of, I don't say epiphany, but something came to mind that I want to share with you. That most of us are aware on a daily basis of what I would call the great freedoms and privileges that we enjoy. Like, what are some of the great privileges and freedoms that we enjoy as Americans? Oftentimes we'll go right to the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, that we have the right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. We have the right and privilege to vote. Remember, the ultimate authority in the United States is not the president, it's the people. And we get in trouble when we forget that. And that's my little American political stick for the morning. Don't worry, I'm not going to go any more than that. But these are the kind of the main things that we all sort of get. And we have these freedoms and these privileges because men and women made a sacrifice. They paid the price. And we actually pray and remember them every day in our prayers to the people, for they bear the price of liberty and pay the price of freedom. And so we have a great many freedoms and privileges in our country because blood was shed. Someone died to ensure that our country would have the freedoms and its citizens would have the privileges that we enjoy. But you know, I was thinking, what are some other freedoms and privileges that we enjoy that we don't often think about every day? Let me give you an example. The Hunt for Red October. One of the greatest films to feature a Russian ship captain with a Scottish accent. You gotta love Sean Connery. And in the film, there's a very poignant scene between the captain of the submarine, the Red October, played by Sean Connery, let them shame, and Sam Neill, who plays his exo, his first officer. And they're talking about what life will be like when they get to the United States. And the exo says, I think what I'm going to do is get a recreational vehicle and go to Montana. He's like, they let you do that, right? No papers? No papers. You can travel around this country without documentation. You can go to Indiana or Kentucky or Pennsylvania, and you don't have to cross a border check with tanks and guns. Now that got me, because I thought, you know, that's something that we don't typically think about. You drive across the state line, and you see, welcome to Ohio. Keep on going, I gotta go to the bathroom in 10 miles, you know. That's not something that we wake up in the morning and think, okay, that's yet another freedom and privilege that we enjoy as citizens. And there are lots of others, but I just wanted to give you an example that what we enjoy as Americans goes far more reaching than just sort of the big ones, right? The freedom of religion, to vote, and all those other things that I mentioned. So we give a reason for that on Memorial Day, right? But now, what about the freedoms and the privileges that we have and that we enjoy, not as Americans, but as Christians? We talk about the big ones, right? We talk about, well, we have forgiveness of sin through the blood of Christ, that he has washed our sins away, and that we have a hope of resurrection. I mean, we're in the Easter season. This is the sixth Sunday of Easter, and we have the hope that the grave does not have the last word, and that, as Job said in the Old Testament, at the last I shall see my Redeemer in the flesh. Right? Those are the big ones that we, the privileges, the right, the things that we've been given by God through faith in Christ. But what are the other freedoms and privileges that we enjoy as Christians? There are many. Let me just touch on a few. Peter, in our letter today, says that you have hope. He says, always be prepared to give a reason for the hope that you have. And I don't know if that is a concept that permeates your daily life, but we are people that come high or low in our lives during times of joy and times of sorrow. What is sustaining for us is that we really do, whether we realize it or not, have hope that God loves us, that he is in control, and he's actually doing something with our lives and the lives of those around us. That is defined by hope, and it produces things like joy and peace. Maybe you don't experience that every day, but it's there. And that's a freedom that God gives us. One of the other great promises that we're given, one of the great privileges that we're given in Christ, is that we are adopted into his family. We have, as what Paul said, access to the Father. In our gospel reading, what did Jesus promise his disciples? He said that through the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the one that I'm going to send that will be with you and dwell within you forever, through him you will know that I, Jesus, am in the Father. And what? That you are in me, and that I am in you. That means that we are adopted and brought into God's family, and through the Spirit, that we call God, not just God, but Abba, Father, Dad. There's a relationship there that is so personal and familiar. That's a privilege that we enjoy. And again, it's not something that you maybe wake up every morning and think about, but it's there. That you can know God's presence, that you can speak with him. Yes, that he will also speak to you. Remember, you're not crazy if God talks to you. That's a good thing. That's a privilege that we have, access to the Father through the Son. And we can call him Dad. That's how tight God wants us to be with him. That's a privilege that we enjoy that maybe we don't think about. And I could go on. There are lots of others. But I just wanted to give you some insight into the freedoms and privileges that we enjoy as Christians. And that those freedoms and privileges come to us not by warrant of where we are born or what status in life we have or how many Mustangs we've prayed for. Going back to last week for those of you who were here. But it's based on the blood of Jesus. which secured and established and preserves for us those rights and privileges. And so I want you to take that with you. Put that in your pocket so that when someone asks you, what is it that you have, that you hope for? What is it that, tell me about this church thing, in season and out. You can say, well, let me tell you about what God has done for me and the great freedoms and privileges that he's given me through blood. So you see, we have many privileges and freedoms as Americans, which have been bought for and paid for in blood. Don't forget that, because that's what Memorial Day, I believe, is really about. But also have a good reason, a sure statement of what you and I have are privileges and freedoms in the kingdom of God, which have also been secured, bought, and paid for in blood.